Oh, I'm sorry. We praise God. 刚才我们唱的一首诗歌，刚好在今天早上我们有十几位弟兄姐妹们参加这个洗礼班的时候，我就用了这个故事来鼓励他们说，我们在人生很多风浪，但是主跟我们在一起。OK, 我很感谢他。So it's interesting that the song we just sang was the same passage from the Gospel of Mark that I used at the baptism class this morning to remind and encourage the brothers and sisters that even though life is full of, you know, storms and difficulties, we're not afraid because the Lord is always with us. So 今天早上感谢神，我们有Becky 姐妹今天在众人面前做她这个得救的见证。Okay, we'll have Becky give us her testimony of salvation, and I will be her interpreter.
大家好。
Hi, everyone.
有一点紧张，好久没这样说话。
Yeah, I'm a little nervous because I haven't done this for a while.
但是我很高兴因为没想到我也会有今天站在这里和大家分享我的见证。
But I'm very happy because I never thought that I would come to this day when I could be before all of you to give you my testimony.
一直以来我都是以没有宗教信仰为自豪的。
You know, for a long time I was proud of the fact that I have absolutely no religion in my life.
但是在复活节那天我受洗了。
But on the Easter Sunday, I was baptized.
成为一名真正的基督徒。
And become a true Christian, a true believer.
当我写这篇见证的时候。
And as I was writing this testimony.
给了我一个很好的机会，让我回忆一下我自己曾经所走过的经历。
It gave me a good opportunity to reflect upon my past journey towards salvation.
四十多年来真的好多好多经历，不知道写什么好。
Yeah, but really, many years, a lot of experiences I've had, and I really didn't know what to write.
但是有一点我意识到，就是之前没有意识到的，我知道神真的一直在眷顾我。
But there's one thing that I know now that I didn't know before, and that is God is always with me. He protected me.
Yeah, 每次当我在国内的时候遇到一些危机、一些的困难、风险的时候，我都能够逢凶化吉。
And really, when I was in China, when I met with difficulties or crises, it seems like things turned out okay.
但却总认为是我的幸运啊，我能力强。
But it's always because I felt was my that I'm a lucky person or that I am a able person.
就是冥冥中有主在帮我，我完全不知道自己。
But I didn't know that the Lord was helping me even at that time.
尤其在春风得意的时候，人是很嚣张，自我形象超大。
So when things are going so well, that I became very proud and you know I thought very greatly of myself.
由于我自己的成长的家庭环境与别人不一样。
Maybe because of my family background, growing up is a bit different than most people.
所以我的经历会比一般的人会多一点。
And maybe because of that, you know, I had many more experiences than other people.
我16岁才第一次上学。
I began my schooling, you know, only when I was already 16 years old.
五年后初中毕业。
And then 5 years later, I graduated from middle school, junior high school.
然后就跟正常一样，工作、结婚、成为母亲。
And after that, I like a lot of people went to work, got married, and became a mom.
在我生命中的每一件事情，我都是独立支撑、独立解决。
And in all the things in my life, it seems like I was being able to handle it alone by myself.
没有人真正帮到过我。
And really, no one truly had given me any help at all.
所以呢，我就很相信一切都得靠自己。
And so I really had a lot of confidence in myself.
尤其是在我自己开公司做生意的时候，遇到接触很多不同类型的人。
Yeah, because especially when I have my own business, I come across many, many different kinds of people.
特别是一些官员，他们都是非常的，给你感觉非常的虚假，非常的虚伪。
And a lot of government officials, they appear to me to be very superficial, very hypocritical.
所以让我更坚信，就是除了自己，没有人是可以信。
Because of these people I've met, I even believe even more that I cannot trust anybody but myself.
所以在这样的大环境下，真正的基督徒生活当时离我是太遥远了。
In that kind of circumstance, really living as a Christian, that way of life is truly very far from my mind.
在我女儿出生没多久，我她的表姐介绍了我一本书。
And after my daughter was born, her aunt introduced a cousin.
Cousin introduced a书。说是世界上十大畅销书之一。
In this, she said this is one of the top 10 bestsellers in the whole world.
圣经
and that's the Bible.
然后我就抱着一些好奇心看了几页。
So I became curious and I read a few pages.
这是我第一次接触到并且知道了有这么一本书。
Yeah, it's the first time that I came in contact and also to know that there is such a book.
可是这本中文圣经当时对我来说简直就是一本希伯来文的天书。
For this Chinese Bible that I have, for me it's like Hebrew mythology.
根本就看不懂，更加就不会有兴趣看。
And I really didn't understand what it says, and wasn't very much interested in it.
所以，但是神还是不断的创造机会让我认识他。
But God continued to provide me opportunities to come to know Him.
我认识耶稣这个词很神奇，就是来自于广州的一句口头禅。有时候想制止一个人不断的说话的时候，就会说一句话：“不要跟我讲耶稣。”
And this term Jesus for the Cantonese, there's a some word, don't talk about Jesus to me. Yes.
就是在我了解基督徒之前，基督教之前呢，我认识了，也了解了一些其他不同的很多的宗教。
Before I came to know Christianity, I also got to know many other kinds of religions.
比如佛教，大家都知道。
Like Buddhism, that you all know.
然后在我当瑜伽老师的时候，又接触到印度教。
And also when I knew a yoga teacher, I also come to know, Hinduism.
学中医和太极的期间呢，又了解了一些道教。
And also I came to know a little bit about Taoism.
那对我来说，我的理解就是所有的宗教都是相似的。
And I felt that all the religions are very similar.
都是导人向善，然后就是人在追求精神上的寄托。把一些解决不了的事情，还有未知的事情，都交托在各种各样的神身上。
And really, they all teach people to do good works, and also that things that we don't understand, we just put it on the various gods that we believe in.
Yeah, 我总认为是一种迷信的行为。
To me, it was a kind of a superstition.
近几年我认识了很多信上帝的人。
And these few years, recent years, I come to know many people who believe in God.
在我当志愿者的时候，有一个小女孩把我带到了一个教堂。
And when I was doing volunteer work, a young girl took me to a church.
那是一个在广州义德路十四的一个天主教教堂。
And it was a in Guangzhou, a Catholic church on the Yide Road.
啊，这是我第一次感受到，他们进去都用一些水沾在头上，旁边有些圣水啊，沾在头上。
This is a Catholic church, so when you go in, you're sprinkled with the holy water, you know, on your head and on yourself.
然后呢，整个教堂是非常的漂亮，天花板那个玻璃都是很多图书各个形象图像。
The whole church is very beautiful with stained glass windows with beautiful pictures on them.
Yeah.So, 当神父讲完经文打完告之后呢，就突然间就会有一只很长的竹，非常长，因为一排排坐的人包绑着一个袋子布袋，然后伸到每个人前面，给钱给钱。
After,
就是我第一次见了，我就觉得。
After the priest, you know, spoke and prayed, and someone took a long stick at the end as a bag, and he would reach out to the people there with his bag, and it's the first time I've seen anything like that.
我当时的真实感受就是，哦，可以用钱来求到神保佑你。
And so I thought, you know, yeah, we could buy God with money.
当然，我现在知道这种想法是非常的对神非常的不敬，而且是犯了罪也不知道。
But this is very offensive to God and also a very great sin.
求神来更宽恕我。
So I ask God to forgive me for thinking that way.
真正让我思考基督教到底是一个什么样的教的问题。
And really, when I truly become serious about understanding what Christianity is,
是一对来自德国的传教士。
And it was a couple, a missionary couple that came from Germany.
我在想到底是一种什么样的力量让他们可以如此的尽心尽力的去用一生的时间到处去传福音。
And you know what kind of power is given to them that they are willing to, with all their might, to preach this gospel of Jesus.
他们来到中国十一年了。
They've been to in China for 11 years.
他们走遍江南大北，对人是非常的亲切友善。
And they've gone to many, many places, and they treated people with, kindness, compassion.
但他们的生活确实非常的简朴。
But they live a very, very simple life.
每个人接近他们，你们都可以很明显的感受到，他们全身都充满着爱，那种自然流露的爱。
You know, everyone that came close to them could feel the genuine love, that they have.
我问他们，你们这样到处传福音，会有人信你吗？
And I asked them, you share Jesus this way, share the gospel, people will believe.
男传教士说。
And the man said.
最平凡的一个人，在他的一生中，最少可以影响到五千人。
And so even for a normal, very average person in his life, they could influence at least 5,000 people.
叫我不要小看自己。
So he told me, don't look at your strength of being small.
这可惜他们又跑到其他城市去，所以我就没有机会再向他们学习。
And too bad that we, I cannot learn more from them.
继续他们的使命。
That's their mission.
在2011年4月，我和我的女儿 Alicia 来到了美国。洛杉矶。
In the year 2011, in April, my daughter Alicia and I came to Los Angeles.
我们开始了几乎每周都去教会。
And there we, almost every week, we go to church.
但是我们去不是为了亲近神。
But we went not because we want to be near God.
而是为了亲近人。
And, but it's to be close to people.
要交朋友啦。取一些信息啦，寻求帮助。
To make friends, to get some useful information, to get help, so forth.
教会的朋友也很热情主动。
And the people in church were very kind and they took the initiative.
但是你会感觉到还是有点商业化。
But you still feel that it's very commercialized.
提醒我们给奉献金也比较含蓄，比国内。
And also the offering that we give is not as good as in China?
Yes. Okay. 然后半年后呢，我就搬到了尤金这个城市。
And half a year later, we moved to Eugene.
通过网上的搜索，我找到了尤金这里唯一的一个环教会。
And you know, I looked up on the internet. I found that there's one church, a Chinese church in Eugene.
来到尤金的第一年，我没有工作，没有朋友，又没有。英文语言不通，新环境。
And the first year I was in Eugene, I didn't have any work. It was a new, you know, environment. I cannot speak the language. No friends.
似乎可以去的地方就唯有这里的环教会了。
Seemed like the only place we could go to was this Chinese church.
刚来的时候呢，经常觉得很拘束。不知所措，不知道干啥在这里。
And but the, you know, when I first came, I didn't know, you know, what I should be doing here. Very uncomfortable.
很长一段时间，我没有在这里交到可以亲近的朋友。
And for a long time, we didn't really make any close friends.
你知道一个人来教会，在没有感受到神的恩典的时候。
And when you know that you came to church alone, and you really haven't felt the you know, grace of God.
是每次学习经文查经。感觉到很无聊，很闷。
And you know, studying the Bible, and you know, it's very, you know, uninteresting and very boring, it seems.
但是好像又没什么地方可去，所以要需要有些动力让我坚持来教会。
But then, on the other hand, it seems like there's no other place I could go. So there is something that motivates me to continue to come to this church.
那很幸运的是。我得到了当时姐妹查经班的姐妹们的帮助。
And fortunately, at that time, I was helped very much by the sisters in their Bible study fellowship.
每次他们都接送我来参加的姐妹查经班。
And each time, people they would drive me, give me a ride to church to come to this Bible study.
使我得以从刚开始的。皇家姐妹主持的，最后那只是查经班，一直到德芬主持的。
And then, from the time Jane was leading the study, and to the time that Duffin was leading the study,
我几乎没有缺席过。
Yeah, it's almost like I was there, you know, almost every time.
那个时候我没有车，又没有驾照，又住在山上。
So I was living up in the hills. I didn't have a car or driver's license.
出门一次真的很不方便。
And it's not very easy to meet for me to get around.
对我女儿 Lisa 也是，她新环境、新的学校对她影响非常的大。
And also, it was very hard for my daughter Alicia, you know, going to school in a new, you know, environment.
她在新学校里面整整一年，从来没有结识过一个朋友。
And a whole year in the high school, in the school, you know, she really didn't make a single friend.
我知道他很孤独，处在那个 teenage， 非常的不开心。
So as a teenage girl, you know, she was not very happy.
我很想让他能结识一些童年的朋友。
I really wish she would make some friends of her own age.
而教会的学生是我最放心让他认识的。
And really, the students in churches, you know, to me is the most reliable. I could trust them.
于是我就很想让他跟我一起来教会。
So I wanted you know, her to come to church with me very much.
但我先得要做个榜样啊，要坚持经常的更常来教会。
But then I must be a good model for her, so come to church you know, frequently.
自从在山上搬到休雅之后呢，我就更加是。周五、周日都去教会。
And after we moved from the hills down to Hilliard Street, almost every Friday and Sunday, we came to church.
跟他经常聊教会的事情，教会的人。
And so that she began to, meet people here and to know them.
可是他跟我来了几次之后说，闷死了，我再也不来了。
After a few times, she told me, I'm so bored, I don't want to go again.
后来我请姐妹查经班的姐妹帮我祷告。
And then I asked sisters in the Bible study group to pray for me.
我也跟学生们聊天，希望他们能欢迎 Alicia 当她来的时候。
Also, you know, share with the students, hoping that they would take the initiative to get to know her.
终于有一天 Alicia 终于答应愿意跟我来最后一次。
There was one time that she said I'm going to go with you for one last time.
当她跟我进到一进到教会的时候。
And when we came into the church.
每个人都叫她名字，都认识她了。
Everybody called her by name and everybody seemed to know her.
然后呢，学生们也主动走过去跟她聊天。
And you know, students, they took the initiative to go and greet her and talk to her.
所以他一下子非常的高兴。
So she was very, very happy that day.
尤其非常感谢当时信心。
And also thank 信心。
他就是很热情，然后坐在 Alicia 旁边，又陪他聊天，陪他玩。
She came and sat beside Alicia to talk to her and to be with her.
而且还要邀请他下一次来教会玩。
And also invited her to come again next time.
从此之后 ，Alicia 就陪我一起来教会。
Yeah, so after that experience, Alicia came to church with me each time.
那就对我来说就有趣多了。
Okay.
然后我是非常高兴的，
要
能够找到这么好的一个教会。
I'm so happy that I found such a good church.
在广州的时候，我一直有一个梦想。
And I always in Guangzhou, I have a dream like this.
希望能够找到一个环境，一个圈子，是能够每个人都能够互助互爱，互相帮忙。
And to find an environment, maybe a little circle of people where you know they love one another.
那该是多么美好的一个世界。
And I felt, you know, that in that dream, wouldn't that be such a lovely world?
而我现在就处在这么一个完美的大家庭里面。
So it seems like now, right now, I am in such a wonderful, you know, big family.
所以怎么可能没有感觉？
And how can I not feel the love?
不受影响呢？
And not be influenced by it.
教会里面很多很多非常多热心好好的姐妹兄弟兄。
Many many sisters who are very loving, caring in our church.
尤其我知道的Teresa, Wendy.
And ones I know, Teresa and Wendy.
他们。默默地帮了很多很多的人，从来不出声。
And they help a lot of people behind the scenes, and you know, a lot of people didn't know.
在我最艰难的时候。
And when I was in the greatest of you know suffering or difficulties.
他们也向我伸出了温暖的手。
They you know reach out with their hands, their you know friendly warm hands to me.
牵着我走出坎坷
，and to you know lead me to go through you know that you know tough time of life.
也牵着我走，迈开我的脚步
，and also encourage me to begin to take steps forward.
亲近人
，to come get close to people.
也亲近神
，and also close to God.
我开始感到内心的平和。
And I begin to understand what the you know what that inner peace you know is like.
心情很放松。
And I could you know just be relaxed you know with myself.
因为我现在有神可以依靠。
Because now I have a God that I can trust.
他会带领我生活的每一天。
And He can lead my you know each day of my life.
我不再常做噩梦。
And I will not have nightmares.
也不会常感到我的生活掉在空中。
No, that my life is always seem to be up in the air.
也不再忧虑，不再彷徨。
Or to worry, to be afraid, anxious.
也只有在神的家里，我才能感觉到这种喜悦。
And it's only in the family of God that I could feel this kind of joy.
每次我跟着敬拜小组一起唱歌的时候
，And every time I sing with you know together with the worship team，
我都会有一种莫名的感动。
And there's a kind of a feeling that I cannot describe。
当我正在办理解除我的一段不合理不合法的婚姻的时候
，And when I was in the middle of trying to dissolve or annul the illegal you know previous marriage。
我一边唱着歌，一边在流泪。
And as I sing, you know, tears came down my face.
而且我祷告，向我的主祷告。
And I pray to my Lord.
求神给我一个 相爱真正的丈夫。
And would you give me a husband who truly loves me?
一起在神的家里面，过着简单平和的生活。
So that we can live simply a life of simplicity and of peace.
很快，我的 Kerry 出现了。
And very, yeah, that was fast. Yeah, Kerry appeared on the scene.
他是如此的善良和聪明。
And he's just a wise and kind person.
而且我能感受到他是真心的爱我。
And who truly loves me.
体贴关怀在乎我和 Alicia.
And he's very caring and concerned about me and Alicia.
当他第一次带着我坐在他驾驶的飞机上。
And when he took me to the plane that he himself piloted,
我就有种飞天的感觉。
It seems like I am just floating in the air.
对我来说 ，Kerry 是世界上最好的丈夫。
To me, Kerry is the world's best husband.
那最让我惊喜的是
，But the thing that really gave me a joyful surprise，
他居然告诉我，他决定在复活节那天跟我一同受洗。
He told me that he wants to be baptized with me together on Easter Sunday。
而且我们真的一起受洗了。
That really happened。
我记得中国的一些爱情悲剧里面，主人公都会说。我们不能够同日同日同天生，上求同日同月同天死，是吧？
所以in the Chinese, romantic tragedies, we cannot be born on the same day, we want to be die on the same day.
但我们却能够在神和众人面前。
But we could before all of us, all of you.
同年同日同月。先死
then,
然后重生
before God and man to die together on the same day but on the, also to be resurrected as well
这是很像在活在童话里面
and this is very similar to what was said
好就这些
OK 谢谢 Thank you, thank you. Husbands go home, your wife and mine will say,
"I 希望所有的先生回到家的时候，太太们都会跟你们说一句，你是全世界最好的丈夫。
If they say, "Kerry is the best husband in the world," then we're all in trouble, right?
如果你的太太都说 Kerry 才是最好的先生，那么我们都麻烦了。
Well, thank you, Peggy. Praise the Lord. Well, very quickly, this morning, we want to continue to share from the wonderful book of Hebrews. And we'll be looking at Hebrews chapter 11, verses 1 to 3.
我们会看希伯来书十一章的一到三节。
Okay. What's coming up? Oh, I'm sorry. I have control.So, there we are. Okay, why don't we read this together, okay?
我们一起读。
Chinese, English, okay?
中文英文都行。
Yeah, 信就是所望之事的实底，是未见之事的确据，古人在得信上得到美好的证据。我们因着信就知道出世界是指着神话造成的，怎样所看见的并不是从显然之物造出来的。So each and every day we have to exercise our faith or trust in some way. Trusting in people or in things. An example, we have a pilot here, a good pilot. When we step into a plane to get us from point A to point B, we exercise our faith or our trust. We trust the pilot and the co-pilot have been trained to fly the airplane.
我们相信
And we trust that the mechanics have you know, maintained the plane very well. And also, we trust that someone had put enough fuel into that plane to get us to our destination. So each and every day, we exercise trust or faith in some way. But we also know that people and things and machines will only get us so far. And we have read in the news about the missing Malaysian airline airplane.
我们都看到了马来西亚失踪的那帮航空的新闻.
It went missing on March 8th with about 239 people on board, and it's still missing.
这架飞机是在3月8号失踪，飞机上有239个人，到现在为止还没被找到.
So our trust in people and machines will only get us so far.
所以说，把信心放在机器和人上面，也只能把我们带到一定的程度.
But a lot of us also put our faith, our trust in something else.
但是我们中的很多人当然也把信心放在其他的事物上面.
And I'm going to use these wonderful young people in the front row, our youth worship team.
我会请前面的小朋友的其中一个人来帮我做一个实验.
Well, let me do it this way. Do you know what this is?
大家知道硬币的这一面是什么吗？
Who could use 50 cents? Who wants a 50 cents?
谁想要50
Leon, come on up. Now, Leon's going to be the chief executive officer of Nike someday, right? All right, so Leon, what do you see on the front here?
Leon看到的硬币这一面是什么?
An eagle, the symbol of what? What? In America, right?
是美国的标志.
Okay, so you're a good history student.
Right?
If you could tell me what words are behind on the other side, I will give you this 50 cents.
如果他能答出来硬币的另一面印出了什么样的词，那么牧师就会把这个硬币给他。
What do you think? Take a guess.
A person's head.
A person's head.
一个人的头。
Well, he's right, because it's Kennedy, right?
也算对，因为后面印的是一个人的头。
But do you know what it says?
但是他知道上面写的是什么吗?
Read it loud to everybody. So
大声念出来。
God is happy.
上面写的是我们把信念放在神的身上。
God we trust. There you go. Good job. Okay. Indeed, Leon, thank you.
谢谢Leon的配合.
It's not in money we trust.
我们信靠的不是金钱.
I don't know how much you can buy for 50 cents nowadays.
因为说实话,今天你拿着50美分出门,你能买什么呢?
You can't even get on the bus for 50 cents.
你连公车都上不去.
But it's the God behind the money that we trust, not the money itself. So don't put your trust in money. Money will only get you so far. There's a famous Christian earlier who said this in terms of what she felt faith was.
Corrie
Ten Boom said, faith sees the invisible, believes the unbelievable, and receives the impossible.
彭克利说,信心能看见未见的,相信不可信的,并接受不可能的事.
That is the faith that we are asked to have in God.
这就是我们在神里面被要求的信心.
And really, there's an old hymn that goes, immortal, invisible, God only wise.
有一首很老的诗歌,他是这么唱的,他说永生真神是灵,他智慧无限.
You know, that's the kind of God that we trust, the immortal, invisible, wise God.
我们信靠的主就是这样子的.
So this morning, as we read from Hebrews chapter 11, those first three verses, if you can imagine your faith as having a personality,
如果想象一下，假如说你的这个信心是有性格的话
what does faith do?
那么这样的信心能做到什么？
Faith reassures.
这是信心，这个信心会有保证。
Faith rewards.
会有奖赏。
And also faith reveals.
同时还会有启示。
Reassures, rewards, reveals, the three R's.
这是三个词，保证、奖赏和启示。
In Eugene Peterson's, you know, his freer translation of the Bible, the message.
在 Eugene Peterson 他的圣经翻译本信息这里面说到。
He put the first three verses in Hebrews 11 this way.
他把这三节经文是这么释义的。
The fundamental fact of existence is that this trust in God, this faith, is the firm foundation under everything that makes life worth living.It's our handle on what we can't see. The act of faith is what distinguished our ancestors, set them above the crowd. By faith, we see the world called into existence by God's word. What we see created by what we don't see.
生存的基本事实是这个对神的信任。这个信心是使生命值得活下去的坚实基础。如何处理我们看不见的事情，正是这个信心的本身，把我们的先祖和其他人分别出来。靠着信心，我们得以看见由神的话语呼出的这个世界。这个我们看见的世界，正是由我们看不见的话语创建的。
So trusting in a God who we cannot see by what we can see.
所以我们现在正是信靠着我们的信心去信靠这么一个看不见的神。
So faith is a faith that can give us reassurance.
这个信心正是能给我们保证的。
And really, what is the hope of the Hebrew Christians?
对于希伯来基督徒他们的盼望是什么？
In chapter 6, we have this hope as an anchor for the soul, firm and secure. It enters the inner sanctuary behind the curtain, where Jesus, who went before us, has entered on our behalf. He has become a high priest forever in the order of Melchizedek.
在第六章里面说到，我们有这指望，如同灵魂的锚，又坚固又牢靠，且通入幔内。做先锋的耶稣，既照着麦基洗德的等次，成了永远的大祭司，就为我们进入幔内。
So their hope and our hope is in the once and forever sacrifice for sin of our Lord Jesus Christ, and that's the message of Hebrews.
所以他们当时的盼望跟我们的盼望都是一样的，有这个一次并且作为永远的献祭耶稣的存在。
And your hope and my hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and his righteousness.
我们的心所愿别无根基，只是建在耶稣上面。
What is this?
大家知道这是什么吗？
Who likes basketball?
谁喜欢篮球的？
Who likes basketball?
喜欢篮球举手。
Sean.
Sean 喜欢篮球。
Okay, I know he likes basketball.
牧师知道他喜欢篮球。
So there's 0.4 seconds. The ball is in the air.
0.4 秒的时候球在空中。
Sean, what is number zero? Damian Lillard's unseen hope in this picture.
在0.4秒的时候，这个球员他看不见他的
盼望是哪里。What is his unseen hope?
他这个看不见的盼望是什么？
His unseen hope is that the ball will go through the net without touching the rim.
当时他看不见那个盼望，就是球能进网。事实，球也真的进网了。
So that is what Hebrew says, unseen hope. As soon as that ball left, you know, I have to confess, I went home early Friday to watch the last quarter.
我得要坦白，周五的时候，其实我是提前走了，因为我想要看这个比赛是怎么结束的。
As soon as the ball left his hand, and he knew, and I knew that the ball is going to go through the hoop, and Portland will win the game by one point with no time left.
当这个球离开这个球员的手的时候，我相信在座很多人以及我还有这个球员都相信，这个球是一定能进的，波特兰会因此而赢。
But greater is still.The unseen hope that indeed the Lord will come again and he will make things okay.
我们盼望的这个事实就是神真的会再来，同时能够把我们和神的关系 重整愈好。
And greater is the unseen hope that no matter what situation we're in, that our Lord Jesus will never forsake us and He will always be with us through thick and thin, bad or good.
我们的盼望就是无论我们的境况多糟，耶稣都会与我们同在，永远不离弃我们。
That's what we mean by unseen hope.
这就是我们说未见之事的确据，我们的盼望，看不见的盼望。
Assurance of things hoped for. We know with certainty that God is good at His word.
我们是有完全的信心去相信主是美好的。
Little girl here, faith is not believing that God can. It is knowing in your life, in my life, that He will.
在这里，这个画面上面说的是，信心就是说，不只是相信神能够这么做，而是知道他愿意这么做。
It's the proof of the unseen. Next, faith also not only reassures us, but also rewards us.
第二点就是信心是有奖赏的。
Pastor Ricky, growing up in Hong Kong, learned all about Chinese history by reading comic books.
牧师他是在香港长大的，他当时学历史，他是透过漫画去学历史的。
For 10 cents or 5 cents, you could borrow a whole stack of comic books, but usually I just stay at the bookstore and.
当时在书店的时候，五分钱一毛钱就可以租一大堆漫画书慢慢看。
How many of you have read《水浒传》？
有多少人是看过《水浒传》的
？Nobody. Oh, yeah, some honest people here. Okay.
有这么多的兄弟姐妹是真的看过
？I don't remember. I think there were 108 heroes of《水浒传》。
当时如果我记得没错的话，英雄榜上面有108个人。
I don't know. I had my favorite. I don't remember who it was.
我有我最喜欢的那个英雄，但是我不是很记得其他人。
But when these are like the Robin Hoods of China.
这些人就相当于中国的鲁滨逊。
Yeah, you know, they're the hero bandits, and when they go out and fight, there's a flag that they carry.
他们就是一群江湖英雄，他们每次出去打仗的时候总会。扛着一面旗帜
and on it is written these words.
然后上面就会有这么几个词
Taiting 行动
Executing the justice on behalf of the heaven.
You have to do it in Cantonese, right? 替天行道 You know, such, you know, passion for helping to right the, you know, the wrong.
他们当时是有这么的大的热忱去帮助穷苦人。
But you know, if you continue reading Hebrews 11, there's another, you know, heroes of Hebrews.
但是如果你接着去读希伯来书的时候，你会发现它里面有它自己的一个。
And when they go to war, when you go to war, what will be on your flag, my brothers and sisters? What will be written on your flag? 替天行道吗？
Think about it. If 大家想一想，假如说你今天你要去打仗的话，那么你要扛那个旗帜，你的旗帜会写什么？
I think we have something much, much better.
我想我们能写的肯定要比替天行道更
好。We raise up that banner that says, the righteous, those made righteous by Jesus' blood will live by faith.
我们的旗帜上面会写一人并因信得生。
Live by faith, not by... There you go.
不是靠眼见而生，而是靠因信得生。
We could learn from our young people.
我们可以从我们的年轻人身上学习。
That's why they're here.
这就是为什么我们会有年轻人上来教，有偶尔会教我们唱歌。
To teach us a few things. And then, I won't take time, we're running long, but in that Hebrews 11, you see a lot of heroes of the faith, including Noah.
在希伯来书十一章的时候，你会看见很多信心的英雄，其中也包括了挪亚。
And Noah, when warned about things not yet seen, the destruction of the world, in holy fear, built an ark to save his family. By his faith, he condemned the world and became heir of the righteousness that comes by faith.
诺亚因着信，既蒙神指示他未见的事，动了敬畏的心，预备了一艘方舟，使他全家得救，因此就定了那世代的罪，自己也承受了那从信而来的义。
We are one of those generations that come after that are called righteous by faith.
我们也就是因着他，我们是能够成为一代能够因信称义的。
How many of you heard of an English, short distance runner named Eric Liddle?
有多少人听过英国的一个很著名的短跑选手叫 Eric Liddle?
He was a Christian from Scotland.
他是从苏格兰来的一个基督徒。
He was a world-class short distance runner.
他是世界级的短跑选手。
And so in 1924, in the Paris Olympics, Summer Olympics,
在1924年的时候，巴黎举办的夏季运动会。
No, he gave up the chance to compete in a race on Sunday because he felt Sunday was his day to come to church to worship.
他放弃了在一个周日举行的100米比赛，因为他觉得周日是应该要去到教会里面去敬拜神的。
I don't think he was legalistic.
我觉得他不是律法主义者。
I think deep in with his heart, he knew where God wanted him to be on that Sunday. It's not out on the tracks, but in his church.
我相信他心里面是很清楚，神是想要他在他的殿堂里面去敬拜他，而不是在外面的跑道上。
There's Paris.
这就是巴黎。
I will be there someday. It's one of those unseen hopes.
我很希望有一天我能去到巴黎，那就是我的盼望，我未见的盼望。
Convince my wife. Okay.
我只是需要说服我太太跟
我一起去。You know, this is gold medal. You know, First Samuel. Those who honor me, I will honor. Now, I don't know if we have time set up. No. Okay. There's a movie called The Chariots of Fire. If you haven't seen it, I'm sure it has Chinese subtitles.
在
this is when he did not race but went to the church.
这就是那个电影 Eric Liddle 他的那根据他的生平写出来的一部电影《烈火战车》的其中一段。
And、he read from Isaiah chapter 40.
他在其中他有念出来以赛亚书四十章的几节经文。
My text this afternoon is taken from Isaiah chapter 40. Behold.The nations are as a drop in the bucket and are counted as the small dust in the balance. All nations before him are as nothing. They are counted to him less than nothing. Vanity. He bringeth the princes to nothing. He maketh the judges of the earth as a vanity. Hast thou not known?Hast thou not heard that the everlasting God, the Lord, the creator of the ends of the earth, fainteth not, neither is weary?
Give it up!
He giveth power to the faint, and to them that have no strength,He increaseth might. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint.
Missionary and actually died in a Japanese prison camp during World War II.
后来 Eric Liddle 去到了中国，在中国传教，他并且在日本和中国打仗的时候，在日军的俘虏营中死掉了。
He said it means nothing to be a prince or a judge.
他说，无论你是一个王子，还是一个审判官，这都没有意义。
But those who wait upon the Lord will gain strength.
但是那些愿意等待主来的人必会重新得力。
And they will mount up with wings of eagle and never be tired.
他们会如鹰展翅上腾，永远不会觉得劳累。
The faith that rewards says, "Those who honor me, I will honor. The honor of God is your reward for being faithful."
给予我们的奖赏就是我们真的会能与神一同享受这个荣耀。
Faith that reassures faith that rewards and faith that reveals.
信心是有保证的，它是有奖赏的，它同时也是有启示性的。
In Psalm 19, it says how God reveals Himself through His creation, that which could be seen.
在诗篇的十九篇里面，他说到了其中一个是在自然中神自己的启示。
The heavens declare the glory of God; the skies proclaim the work of His hands. Day after day, they pour forth speech. Night after night, they display knowledge.
诸天述说神的荣耀，穹苍传扬他的手段。这日到那日发出言语，这夜到那夜传出知识。
We have no excuse.
我们没有任何的借口。
God can be plainly seen by His creation.
因为真的是在他创造的自然里面，我们就能看见他。
And also, He revealed Himself through His Word.
同时，他也有特别的启示。
The law of the Lord is perfect, reviving the soul. The statutes of the Lord are trustworthy, making wise the simple. The precepts of the Lord are right, giving joy to the heart. The commands of the Lord are radiant, giving light to the eyes.
这个特别的启示就是从他嘴里面说出来的话语。耶和华的律法全备，能苏醒人心；耶和华的法度确定，能使愚人有智慧。耶和华的训词正直，能快活人的心；耶和华的命令清洁，能明亮人的眼目。
And we have that revelation by faith.
我们因着信心会有这样的启示。
And there's a man called Nick Vujicic.
有这么一个人，他叫利克胡哲。
How many have seen his testimony?
有多少人听过他的见证，他的分享？
Okay.And we have another, we'll short only a minute.
我们会有一个很短的
录影，只有一分钟。It's kind of a promotion,
只有一分钟。
book that he wrote.
这个短片是有关于他写出来的书的推广。
A man of faith. What kind of man is he?
他是真的是一个有信心的人。
I couldn't change the fact that I had no arms and no legs, and I was so afraid that I was going to be alone for the rest of my life.
There are some times in life where you fall down and you feel like you don't have the strength to get back up. And God says to you, hold on. I'm with you and I'm going to give you the strength to get back up.
He keeps a pair of shoes on.
It's not.
Yeah. Angel, that it's not how you look, it's through you. Life, and that's why we have been put here, my
God. It should have been impossible for me without arms and legs to get back up when I was falling down. But with God, all is possible.
Unstoppable faith.
他这本书的名字就叫做《无法停止的信心》。
You know, I think Nick is one of the most wonderful creations of God.
我觉得神其中一个最有趣的创造和启示，其实就是利克胡哲这个人。
Because in him we see faith that reassures, we see faith that rewards, and we see faith that reveals God's plan.
因为透过利克胡哲的生命，我们真的是能够看见神是如何的在信心里面有保证、有奖赏、有启示。
With that kind of faith, we could say, as he does, that the challenges in our lives are there to strengthen our convictions. They are not there to run us over.
利克胡哲也说过，生命中的挑战是为了去坚定我们的信仰，而不是说去摧毁我们。
Whether we are challenging our health, our relationships.Our financial situation.
无论我们是在我们的经济上，或者是在我们的精神上，还是在我们与人的关系中，有什么样的挑战
？See them as God's way of strengthening our faith.
要把它看作是神要在其中去坚固我们。
Conclusion.
我们的结论是什么呢
？Charlie Brown.
大家可能会知道上面的漫画是关于什么的。
I always like Charlie Brown because when I see him and being picked on and bullied by Lucy, I said, man, you know, I have hope.
我很喜欢 Charlie Brown 这个角色和这个漫画系列。每次看到他被 Lucy 揶揄的时候，我就觉得说生活里面还是蛮有盼望的。
You know, he says, I got enough of you, Lucy. Look, you know, I'm getting tired of you telling me that I'm a wishy-washy person.
在第一张图画里面看到 Charlie Brown 跟 Lucy 说，他说。 我实在厌烦了，你一直说我是个犹犹豫豫的人。
And then Lucy said, "What do you, you know, who do you like then, Charlie Browning better, your mother or your father?"
然后 Lucy 就跟 Charlie 说，那你喜欢谁，爸爸还是妈妈？
And then Charlie Brown was stumped. Well, I don't really know.
然后 Charlie 呢就半天答不上来。
And then wishy washy.
然后 Lucy 呢就很大声的说他，你看你又犹犹豫豫了。
Are you, are we wishy-washy Christians?
我们今天是一个犹犹豫豫的基督徒吗？
Or are we Christians with faith grounded in the certain hope of the Lord Jesus?
还是我们今天是有坚固的信心建在耶稣基督上面的基督徒？
Don't be a wishy-washy Christian.
不要做一个犹犹豫豫的基督徒。
Have faith.
带着信心，
faith that can give you guarantees.
带着一个能够给你保证的信心，
faith that rewards with God's,
能够给你奖赏，
of comfort, of, you know, honor, of praise.
能够并且带来神的启示，带来安慰，
and faith that through which God reveals to us His wonderful plan for our lives.
并且透过信心去看见神在我们的生命中有如何奇妙的计划。
So Jesus, as Hebrews says, is the last word.
在基督来说，这里说耶稣就是父神最后的晓谕。
Jesus is the ultimate revelation.
他是最终的启示。
And it's for him that we come today in the Lord's Supper.
也是因着耶稣，我们今天来到主餐面前。
And I really appreciate all of you being so patient, attentive.
我很谢谢大家这么的有耐心。
But I think today especially is a special day.
今天是一个很特别的日子。
As we come and be a part in this Lord's Supper to remember that Jesus, after all, is the foundation of our faith, our hope.
去重新提醒我们自己，真正的信心的被奠基的地基就是耶稣基督自身。
And what I want to do, there's a song that may be new to you that you have Edison come up.
我们会请 Edison 上来。
And I think it's a song written by musicians in Taiwan, in Chinese, but it has a, I don't know if Timothy has the English.
我们将会有一首回应诗歌，这首歌是台湾的弟兄姐妹写的。
Why don't we do this? Let's hear Edison play it for us a little bit first.
我们先听 Edison 给我们弹一遍。
有可能有谁唱过这首歌？
Who has sang this song before?
Okay, then you need to sing louder because, you know, the pastor is the worst worship team leader in the world.
在会唱的大家要大声唱，因为 pastor 不是很会唱。
To Irene, I may be the best husband in the world, but.
对于师母来说，牧师可能是最好的先生。
To her, I'm the worst worship team leader. And while we're listening to Edison, let's look at Isaiah chapter 53.
在我们听 Edison 弹的时候，我们看看以赛亚书的53章。
Beginning verse 4，
在第四节里面说到。
So surely he took up our infirmities and carried our sorrows, yet we considered him stricken by God, smitten by him, and afflicted.
他诚然担当我们的忧患，背负我们的痛苦，我们却以为他受罚，被神击打苦待了。
But he was pierced for our transgressions. He was crushed for our iniquities. The punishment that brought us peace was upon him. And by his wounds we are healed.
哪知他为我们的过犯受害，为我们的罪孽压伤。因他受的刑罚，我们得平安；因他受的鞭伤，我们得医治。
So we'll try to sing this in Chinese first.
所以我们先用中文把它唱一遍。
Take the time, and I think the words are very meaningful.